At a recent meeting of the City Council of San Jose, California, there were official expressions of thanks and praise for a deceased community worker, a deceased campaign activist,
in memory of Marty Peterson and James Richard Wells,
the son of municipal employees who died in a motorcycle accident. There was a declaration of Pollution Prevention Week.
Done a lot of things to make sure we got clean air, clean water.
There was recognition of the managers of the city's trail systems.
City's trail system, something near and dear to my heart, as well as the rest of the council members.
There was a message reminding folks of National POW MIA Recognition Day.
Of course, it's open to the public. Everybody's invited.
And of the forthcoming International Day of Peace. Now, no doubt, each of these announcements had great merit, but in the aggregate, they claimed a lot of time, so there is a proposal to limit them. Dave Cortese is vice mayor of San Jose and joins us now. What is the proposal, actually?
Well, the proposal is to put a little more structure around how many ceremonial items can be taken up at each council meeting. And there's a proposal out that I've signed, although I've collaborated with the mayor on this, to limit our afternoon meetings, which generally run from 1:30 in the afternoon until maybe 5 or 6 p.m., to a total of 5 ceremonials. And then the evening meeting, which begins at 7 p.m. and sometimes goes until after midnight, we're proposing to allow a maximum of 3 commendations for those meetings.
How much time per commendation maximum?
Well, we're asking the council members to cooperate in limiting those presentations to 3 or 4 minutes.
It'd be a little bit hard to bring in somebody to be commended and thanked for all they've done and then tell them, I'm sorry, your time is up. Can you please leave the microphone?
Right. You know, enforcement's always going to be an issue, and none of this is intended to, you know, squelch people's First Amendment rights. There are opportunities on the council agenda, just like in every other city in California, for oral petition or what people sometimes just call public comment. But this is, of course, these ceremonials are a little bit scripted anyway. People know when they get there that they're going to come up to the podium at a certain time, who's going to be at the podium, what the mayor is going to do, and generally have an idea of what's going to be said.
So this is more the sort of Kyoto protocols of ceremonials. Let's cap what exists right now.
Yes, a good way to put it. I'm not sure it's going to help us reduce our carbon footprint, but I guess it'll reduce the hot air footprint a little bit.
Is this a case of elected officials saying, stop me before I thank somebody else? That is, do you need a limit so that you can tell people in your district or your community, I just can't bring all the Little League All-Stars on this year to be commended?
I think it creates a framework, and any time you know, people have a framework within which to operate, it's usually helpful. And keep in mind that this is a way to just ask everybody on the council, including the staff members of the council members, that is, as they see heroes in the community and nonprofit organizations and community-based agencies that are doing good work, to try to operate within a framework that says, you know, bring these things forward and roll them forward. And we always have to be mindful of the fact that, you know, if you're handing out commendations, official commendations of the city of San Jose, which typically would be reserved for major positive contributions or heroic acts that need to be recognized or proclamations of very special days or weeks in the year, accommodating a United Nations resolution or something of that kind, and then you turn around and hand one out because, you know, somebody saved a baby bird on the street or something like that, that may or may not be of the same caliber.
Well, Dave Cortese, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Okay, well, thank you very much for allowing me to be on the air. Appreciate your attention.
Well, that's Dave Cortese, Vice Mayor of San Jose, California.